Hello. Good morning, everyone. John Henry Soto here. Welcome to 7 a.m. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about the five stages to a creative path. And we're going to be going over a couple of things that really can apply to anything. I'm going to be talking a little bit about film and music, but it can be applied to anything that you want to do. So we're going to be talking about that and more. Stay tuned. 7 a.m. Alrighty. Well, good morning. Good morning. It is April 7th, 2021 and 7 a.m. My name is John Henry Soto. Welcome to today's show. Before I start, I want to just give a shout out to my brother. His birthday is today. Happy birthday, little brother. Love you. Also, a quick shout out to a good friend of mine, Holland Cowker. It's always their birthday on the same day every year. It's like so strange. Happy birthday to him as well. And yeah, so let's get jumping into this topic here. One of the most difficult things about putting anything together, any project together, has always been the sequence that it goes in, right? And it's because we always jump ahead, or we're always too anxious, or we're always maybe somebody gives us some advice that maybe we think is correct, and but we do it, and then we find out, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Or and so I'm just going to give you a couple of just a couple of things that I do. I wrote them down here, and they're not necessarily, obviously, all the time that I do this. It's not, because sometimes creativity kind of comes from anywhere, from everywhere, from at any time, and you don't really have control of it sometimes. It'd be great to control it, you know, but sometimes you're sitting just quietly having a cup of coffee and you get a great idea and you're like, oh, wow, and you write it down, you know. Or and sometimes you sit down to try to figure something out and you can't get anything. Sometimes you're walking down the street, or you're taking a shower, or you're literally sleeping and you wake up and you're like, wow, what a great. So you just don't know. You know, we're spiritual beings that have a tremendous amount of power, way more power than we even know. And we have the ability to create things that weren't there before. That's what art is, right? We have this amazing ability to, there was nothing there at one point, and here it is. It just created, whether it's a song, a film, a poem, a dance, something that just wasn't there before. And it's exciting. It's exciting to have that opportunity and to have that ability. But sometimes you have to kind of like find ways to tap into it and find your way to tap into it. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I do, and maybe this will give you a little bit of an insight into how maybe you can approach it, and maybe you can use some of these ideas. But at the end of the day, it's always going to be your create. It's going to be your abilities, your skill, your talents that are going to come together, and you're going to get motivated, you're going to get inspired by something, and that's going to lead you to the next phase of that project, right? Whatever that is. So the first thing that I do is, this is going to sound silly, but the first thing that I do is that I dream about it. I actually put my mind, and I don't mean just sleeping, I mean also like daydreaming and, you know, thinking about the project. But I don't want to say thinking, because thinking sometimes can bring in negative things. If you think too hard, or if you have anything else going on. So it's not necessarily thinking, and it's kind of a fine line. So you have to think about, like, when you sit down to, and you kind of look up in the air, you're not necessarily looking at anything, but you're kind of just have your thoughts into something. Use that energy to put your thoughts into a creative project, something that you want to do. So I'll sometimes, and you know, even though some people may not see it as work, this is work for me. Sometimes I'll, and I don't mean work like it's strenuous. I mean that my job is to create things. So I will sit down, I grab a cup of coffee, and I'll be in the kitchen. I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I cook a lot, and I do the homeschooling in the kitchen. And so I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. So sometimes before the kids get up, I finish this show or whatever I'm doing in the morning, and I go to the kitchen and get my cup of coffee. I go through my emails and go through some social media stuff. And then I just start kind of thinking, focusing, and again, not thinking, that dreaming. I start visualizing. You know, people talk about that visualizing thing, right? I don't necessarily mean that, but I start really dreaming about the concept and glazing and kind of just start scribbling thoughts on a page, you know, about something, about a character, maybe something I want to write. And I start dreaming, how is this person? What do they eat? What do they drink? What was their economic status growing up? What was it? You know, and I ask myself these random questions about a character or about a story. And I start fleshing out this story. And I start doing that by literally just diving into my own imagination. You know, that's where everything comes from. And you have to be able to give yourself the ability, or you have the ability, but give yourself the time and really validate your abilities to sit down and actually think of something. People sometimes think, well, I don't have enough time. I don't have time to sit and do that. Well, then you're not going to write anything, or you're not going to create anything, which is fine. You know, at some point, anybody that put anything together had to sit down and be like, is this something that I want to put together? Can I put this together? What is this? Is this good? Right? At some point, it doesn't matter if it was a film, if it was a song, if it was a book, if it was a poem, if it was a you know, an actor studying his craft. Doesn't matter what it is, right? You have to sit down and you have to start putting your imagination at work, right? So that's the first thing that I do, is I put my imagination to work. And I do that by dreaming, by looking up, by seeing the thing that I want to actually accomplish, and maybe even feeling it. Sometimes I actually feel the characters, or I feel the story kind of develop. And I, as soon as I see it and I feel it and I can visualize it, I start writing down. And I always have my book. I write down and I start putting down other things, which is up to the next one. The next one is that I do is I start drafting an idea, right? I start putting the place together, where it takes place. Let me see what else I wrote here. I wrote, you create an outline, right? You create an outline and you organize it into sections, whether it's chapters, if it's a book, or scenes, right? If you have a scene, sometimes I have one scene in my head for a film that was called Stabbed, that I wrote and directed. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. It's called Stabbed, and it's a short film, but it's one of my favorites because I dreamed, I thought, what would it be like if I did everything for a film, you know, just a short film, but I did everything, where I wrote it, I cast it, I shot it physically, me with the camera, I edited it, I added the music, original music that I played, and I put it all together, and I put it out, right? And it came out pretty good, you know, considering it was just me by myself. And the actress that was in it, one of the actresses that was in it, told me she got like 3 or 4 roles based on that little film. She got 3 other gigs based on it. So I was really happy for her. And it was one of the those ideas that I had where I said, you know, I had the idea, I had that dream, right? Or that energy that I was kind of focusing towards. And then I decided to start putting it together. And I wrote, and it came from literally just one scene. I had one idea of two people talking, and that kind of came into this whole other film that I, so it was, so I write all those down. The second thing that I do is I draft. I put, where's the location? When does it take place? Is it a period piece, right? Is it a modern piece? who are the characters involved? You know, do we need more than four characters, three characters, two characters, one character for this particular thing I'm thinking with, right? And then I start writing all that down. That this is actually going to organize and almost create the world where I'm going to dive into next, and I'm going to do what the next step, which is to develop it, right? So once I put all these things together, and sometimes it may take weeks, you know, of going back to it and looking at it and maybe doing some more dreaming and being like, well, what if this character does this? Or what if in this song, the character in the song does this? So today we're going to be talking about, you know, film and music, but this can actually apply to a lot of different things in life. Like you can say, well, I'm not happy at my job. What kind of job do I want? Okay, let me focus. I'm good at this. I have this experience. I can do this. And you start writing things down. You know, you start doing the same thing. You start drafting the world that you want to be in. You know, I remember a quick story of my wife when she was first started teaching. She wanted to teach in a college. We were living in Queens, Sunnyside, Queens. And she said, I want to teach at that college. I can't remember which one. I think it was LaGuardia. And I said, well, what is it that you really want to do? And she said, I want to teach there. I want to teach at LaGuardia. So I said, then that's where you'll teach. Just keep saying that that's what you want to do. You know, and I remember doing our little, we always do a high five. Of course, she's very tall and I'm short, so I have to jump up and try to catch her. But we did that. We did our little routine there. I said, that's where you're going to work. Just keep putting your attention on that and keep putting your energy towards that goal. You know, don't put any barriers in your way. And sure enough, very shortly afterwards, and I remember telling her, oh, I told you. She had certain doubts about certain things because of her experience. But I said, but everybody at some point, now she's got like a tremendous amount of experience, right? But, you know, at that point, she was just starting out. So this is a part of it, and it can apply to a lot of different things in life. So it's not just film, which is what I'm addressing today. So if you have, you got down on paper, you have your dream, you've visualized this, you've been dreaming about this, and you start drafting it, and you start writing down the world, you start writing down, you know, what are the parts of the story, right? Where does the story lead you to? Where does the story begin? Where's the middle? Where's the end? So you can write all these things down, and you really create a world. And doesn't mean that it's all going to be in your project, but you start, you know, fleshing out this world that you kind of dreamt about. You know, you kind of thought and you said, okay, and now you're seeing it. Now you're looking down on this piece of paper and you're saying, oh, okay, this takes place in an ice cream shop from the 50s, and there's three characters, and they're sitting at the counter, and they're having ice cream, and it's when they're kids. And then you see them again, flashback to the future, and you see them as adults, and now they're all at the same location, but now they're having a soda, and they're having a meal, and they're dressed in suits, and they're having a discussion about their jobs, and one is not happy, one is this, one, and you start just writing stuff, one sentence is down, just kind of putting this world together. So now you know where it takes place. You don't know where it's leading yet, but you kind of like have an idea that these characters are friends. They grew up together. This is what I dreamt about. Three friends growing up together and having differences. This is just, I'm making this up as I go, but, and then you go in and you start, you do the third thing that I do is that's when you start developing, right? That's when you start digging in and you start fleshing out the story. And it's the same thing as like when a butterfly goes through metamorphosis, right? It's a caterpillar, and then it actually turns into a butterfly, right? It's the same thing with the stories, right? You go in, you start developing, you start putting all these pieces together. You start saying, okay, they started here. They start as kids. Then they go to adulthood. Then they go into the workplace. They all work in the same place, maybe. Maybe they worked at that soda shop or whatever they used to call them back then. And they they're married, one of them is divorced, they have kids, they one of them wants to go back to stand-up comedy, one person wants, you know, so there's challenges there. So now I start developing it, and I start looking at the characters and start saying, okay, well, what are the characters' challenges, right? What are their conflicts? Every character, every person, every film has a conflict, right? Something that they have has to be resolved, right? If not, it wouldn't be a really interesting show, right? There has to be some type of a situation that needs to be confronted and needs to be resolved in some way, right? So what each character has to have this conflict. So you take it down and you write down, okay, the first character is Bill. His conflict is that he's has kids and he's divorced. His challenges is he's trying to find a wife. Second challenge is Tom. Tom is happily married. He's living the great life, has a really good job, but deep down, he really doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to work in his job. He actually hates it there. That's his conflict. And then the third guy is, I don't know what names I use, but Bill, Tom, and Joe, right? Last name, Joe. Joe is frustrated because he's at his job. He wants to move up in the job, in the company, but they're not allowing him. Because his grandfather started the company and they think that, you know, they don't want to give him any opportunities and that's what he thinks, right? It's probably the fact that he's probably just not really good at his job and he actually thinks he's entitled to something. So there's Joe. And now you have these three characters. Now you have this world that you kind of like created with these people. And then you start developing the story. You start putting together these three characters living in this world, and what are they going to come together to try to do a conflict, right? Maybe it's three other guys that they know that they're always competing with, and they're still competing to this day. And maybe that's a little bit of a fun conflict. Maybe it's just an individual story where each person has to go through the conflict, and you're going to do a story with three stories within the story, right? That kind of meet at the end. Then you do the fourth thing, which is to refine the story. And when you refine it, you don't sit there and think that you have it all down and you have it perfectly controlled and everything is smooth, right? By refining it is you're going to take the actual written word, right? You're going to take those lines that you've written. Now you're going to put together a script, right? And as you're putting it together, it's just part of the refinement process. You're going to now try, because you've created the world, you've created the characters, you know what the conflicts are. Now you want to know where the story is going to go, right? So now you have to put together the arc of the story, right? The middle, you know, the beginning, the middle, and the end, and that big chunk in the middle of where things happen, right? The conflicts get exposed and the conversations happen. Now you got to get the dialogue going, right? So now you have to sit down and start writing what these characters are saying to one another, right? And that's the refinement. That's where you're cleaning up this world and the story and making it a little bit more shinier for people to actually be able to experience and be like, oh, that's a great story, or I can relate to that, right? That's why I like to write stories where people will be like, oh yeah, you know, I can relate to that. Or like my film that I have coming up, where characters worked for this in the same company for 30 years, people can look at themselves and say, well, I've only been in this company for 10 years. And God, I hope that doesn't become me, you know, this character that's jaded and realizes on his last day of work that he's just can't believe he, you know, oh, he's frustrated. He has this revelation, right? So that was fleshed out through looking at the environment, you know, and it took years for that story because it stories something pieces out of it that happened to me where I remember having it in my head. And then one day I dreamed it and I thought, oh man, this would be a good story. And I wrote it very, very quickly because I kind of already had it in my universe. It was already part of me, you know. This became very rewarding when I realized, oh, this is what it takes. It takes these steps. You dream it. You draft it, then you develop it, and then you refine it. once you refine it, once you do that fourth thing, the last thing that you want to do is you want to share it. You want to be able to put it together. And if it's a film, you want to put it into festivals. I'm not huge on festivals, but I'm going to start doing that a little bit more. Putting it into festivals, putting it into having showings of your friends, showing it to friends that you trust and that you actually admire, maybe other filmmakers, if it's a film, if it's a song, playing it for people. You want to share it because that's what art is. It's art has to be shared with the world. That's what makes art the most important thing for me, and I think for a lot of people, anywhere. You know, I mean, when you think about this pandemic and you think about how many people were home during this time, what did we do? We consumed art. We watched shows. We watched television. We listened to music. We consumed art, you know, at great scale, which was a benefit to this craziness that's going on. And that is something that I think we should continue to do even after the pandemic is slowing down, to continue to consume art. So art is extremely important. So you have to share it. When you create something, it's really important. And it doesn't matter if it's a poem, doesn't matter if it's a piece of artwork. Like my wife is an artist. She posts her stuff on social media and she shares it with people. She has a business, you know, but at the same time, she's really proud of the art and she wants to share it. She wants people to look at it and be like, wow, that's really beautiful. And that's what creates that positive energy into the world and makes the world a better place. All right. So those are my five stages of the creative path that I use, to create pretty much anything. The first one is usually the one that takes the longest because it doesn't have to take long. That's just something that, I think maybe I just put in there by saying it, but it doesn't have to take long. You can literally sit down and be like, oh, this is a good idea and write it down. And I've done that too. I've done that quite often actually. And even as I get older, I do it more and more. And then you draft it, you know, draft it, you develop it, you refine it, and then you share it with the world. And that's really the joy is when you share something and people appreciate it and they put so much value to the art and it makes the artist feel so worthy. You know, here in America, I think sometimes art gets a little bit lost in award ceremonies and in the stars, you know, and not realizing that there are way, way, way more artists in the world that we don't know than there are artists that we know. I mean, there's just a slight percentage of those guys that are in that system, you know, where it gets created. Nothing wrong with the system, right? We'd love to be a little bit part of that system, but not be so controlled either. But you know what I mean. So, all right, folks. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate y'all. I got a big day ahead of me. I'm out the door going to a couple of places today, heading into New York City as well, and have a big day planned. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. I will see you all tomorrow. Make today great. Take care of yourselves. Do the things that you love. And remember to enjoy the moments, okay? Because they're your moments, nobody else's. So thank you very much, everybody. And as always, peace.